I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root programming podcast. I have the pleasure today of speaking with Sarah Freeman, one of Wonder Root's awesome summer interns. Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm good, Floyd. How are you?
I'm doing very well. The summer is winding down for you here at Wonder Root, but I did not want to let the moment pass without getting a chance to talk to you about your experience here. So let all of our listeners know what you got a chance to do this summer so far.
So as an intern, my track was focused more on the facilities of the Community Arts Center. So I really got a chance to do pretty much everything. I did regular things like maintaining the Community Arts Center, like painting the floor, fixing lights, stuff like that. But then I also drove to Carrollton to pick up an electric piano for our recording studio. And when the ceiling collapsed, I got to help clean that up. So it's just been a lot of different things going on. It's been really exciting. I've been kind of working a lot on our community library, and we've gotten a huge amount of book donations this summer, and it's really, really expanded. So we've been building shelves and creating a card catalog. So that's been really exciting for me, too, just to see that really grow and develop over the summer.
So by you being here at the Art Center a lot of the time, you've had a chance to also see a lot of the artist members who come by. Talk about that in terms of your interaction with the local artists who use this space.
Yeah, I've been really excited by the diversity of the people who come into the center. We have some people who are here every single day, who are always in the same studio, like working on their music in the digital media lab or in the ceramic studio, just working on their work there. But then there's also just completely random people who will wander in and be like, hey, I've heard about Wonder Root. It looks really cool, but I have no idea what it is. Can you show me around? And then I just like take them around, show them all the different studios. And it's really great to see how excited people get. And they always say, this is amazing. I can't believe I've never heard of it before. So it's really great for me to have the chance to kind of introduce people, talk about all the different programming and events that we have even beyond the Arts Center. But it's also nice to get a chance to kind of interact with some of the members who are here just all the time and see what they're working on. There's some really cool stuff happening in the ceramic studio. I've heard crazy amounts of different music coming out of the recording studio, from rap and country and a lot of different stuff. So it's been really awesome just kind of hearing everything that's going on and being a part of this environment.
Now, how did you find out about Wonder Root?
I actually came here for the first time last summer. I was interning with Lucky Penny, a dance company based in Atlanta, a production dance company. And we just stopped by Wonder Root to drop something off. And Chris, the executive director, found out that I was a dancer and mentioned to me the Dance Chance program. And that was the first time I had ever heard of Wonder Root or Dance Chance. And just it was kind of in the back of my mind this whole year. Then this summer, I was looking around for internships, and I saw a program at Emory called the Ethics and Student Leadership Program, or ESOL, and in which you take a class every Friday and have assignments, but you're placed at a different nonprofit out in Atlanta. And they had a few arts-related internships, which is what I was interested in, and Wonder Root was one of them. So I immediately remembered coming here and hearing about the Dance Chance program and seeing all the different kinds of art that were going on, and I just immediately knew that that was the program that I wanted to apply to. So I was lucky enough to be accepted into the Emory program and then to be placed here. And so that's been really cool to kind of to not only be a part of Wonder Root, but to be a part of the ESOL program and kind of be talking about responsibility and leadership and ethics as I've been having my internship here.
So just for our listeners out there, Sarah, you are a junior going into your senior year at Emory.
Yes.
And what are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in English and dance.
Okay.
I came to Emory more focused on English and kind of picked up a dance. I started taking dance classes, and then I picked up a dance minor, and then got convinced to turn it into a major, and now that's kind of where most of my interests lie.
So talk about your goals in that space, even beyond Wonder Root, beyond Emory. Like, what are your big goals as it relates to dance and English, if that's still what you're going to infuse in that somehow, some way?
Well, from this summer and from last summer, being with the Lucky Penny, For a long time, I thought that dance was kind of just a side pursuit for me, something I would do to, like, stay in shape and have fun. But through my time at Emory, I've become really interested in choreography, even more so than dancing. And through my summers interning here at Wonderroot and with Lucky Penny, I've just become really, really passionate about creating the dance community in Atlanta, because it's growing really quickly and it's very supportive, kind of like many of the other arts communities in Atlanta. So that was one of another reason that I was interested in coming here, just to kind of interact with those other, like, visual arts or theater communities that I might not have had a chance to get into before. So right now I'm thinking that I want to take a few years off, maybe work at some nonprofit organizations, just doing arts promotion, keep dancing, keep choreographing, and then go to grad school, maybe either in dance or an MBA program for nonprofits, and then get started in, you know, working at different arts-related nonprofits. I think this is really what I want to do. I've seen how, for some people, this can make their lives so much better, just a small organization that's just rapidly growing and creating this huge community. So that's really exciting for me.
So, Sarah, talk about what you've learned about yourself or about Wonderroot over the course of this summer. You mentioned before that you had heard about Wonderroot in a previous capacity, saw some of our other programming, but this opportunity for this summer, you had a chance to actually be here every day or most days of the week. So talk about what you, or I guess how Wonderroot's mission, or how what we do around here, how that's changed for you now that you've been a chance to be a part of it.
I think the biggest thing that I've learned about myself and just about running a nonprofit or a business is just that a lot of times you can't defer to someone else in making a decision. If sometimes I'm here just by myself and something happens and I'm like, oh, like I need to decide whether this person should be able to be in the recording studio and be doing this right now, and there's not someone else for me to ask really quickly, and I just have to rely and trust myself and just trust that I'm making the best decision. And you know, sometimes there's 3,000 people up here and we don't have enough volunteers and everyone's running around and it's really crazy, and just kind of not freaking out and just trusting that, you know, everything will be okay and just keep going, and you just figuring out things as they go along, I think, is the most important thing. Like, no matter what happens, like, a solution will be found, and you just have to not stress too much about that and just keep on going. I think everything relies so much on just individuals stepping up, taking charge, and demonstrating their different leadership skills. I think that's been the biggest thing that I've learned.
And how do you communicate what you've done for the summer to your peers? Because summer internships or just your summer vacation, that's always a big conversation point when you're in college. You know, what are you doing for the summer? So when you told your friends what you were doing for the summer, what did they say? What did you say to them? How did you communicate that?
Most of my friends are really, really jealous of this internship. I guess the best way to describe it would be, I get a lot of Snapchats from people being, I'm at work, and they're just sitting in their cubicle, and you see, like, a calendar in the background. And then I'll send Snapchats to my friends that are like, I'm at work, and there's, like, a giant piece of art behind me and books everywhere, or I'll send a video of that's happening while I'm working when there's a show going on downstairs and there's just screamo music happening in the background. But I'm still working, and it's just an incredible environment to be a part of, because I find myself that I don't get, like, distracted in that kind of environment. I'm more motivated to keep working, and coming up with, there's so much. The Arts Center is so diverse, and there's so many things that it could need, and just keep finding new things that could make it even better. I just got a new tuner donated for the Arts Center so we can listen to music. And people are just really willing to donate their time. So I think that's been the best part of this internship for me, is there's just so much going on all the time. you know, sometimes I don't work. I don't work 9 to 5. I come at 5 and I stay until 11:30 moving furniture and painting the floor, which is way more interesting to me than just sitting in a cubicle.
Well, Sarah, talk about the culture project that you started in your time here that will outlive your time here. But we hope that it becomes a very strong program in its own right. What was your thinking behind that and who was it for?
So I started thinking during this internship and even before, I feel like for the past year and a half, because of my internships and being a part of the dance community, that I've kind of been able to enter this Atlanta arts world that's been so valuable to me. And I feel immediately just embraced and accepted. But I've met other people, some younger Emory students through my program and just other friends who want to go see stuff. They want to see dance shows and exhibits, and they just don't really know where to start. And they always say, like, I would go see that if I knew what it was, or sometimes I just don't know how to talk about it. I don't understand it. And I think that's one of the biggest problems with creating a community for art is people just being afraid to kind of step out of their comfort zone and go see something new because they don't really have – they need a group of people to go do that with to kind of provide the support so they don't feel uncomfortable. So I thought that Wonder Root is kind of the perfect place for a group like that to form. So for my individual project this summer, I'm starting a group called Culture with the cult part emphasized because we want to create that feeling of community. Kool-Aid is optional, but our first event is going to be happening this Friday, and we're going to go see the new exhibit at the ACAC, the Atlanta Contemporary Arts Center, called Be Here Now, and it features work by some local Atlanta artists and another artist from out of town. So we're just going to meet here at Wonder Root at 3, just kind of talk for a little bit about exhibits and how to view them and our expectations and what we've seen before, then carpool over there, come back, and just eat pizza, hang out, talk about what we've seen. I really just want it to be a really low stress, fun, not too academic, just a group of people to go see things with and have a really open and interesting dialogue. If you want to do that, if you want to just come see the exhibit and eat pizza, then that's also fine. It's just about community and kind of a starting point for entering Atlanta's arts world.
Well, from your perspective and I guess that of your peers, what could we, the Atlanta arts community, do better to maybe foster more understanding and more openness for new folks who are looking to be a part of that community?
I think just the chance for conversation is the most important thing to me. I know with dance, especially from my perspective and my experiences, it's when something is really abstract, it's really hard for a newcomer to have anything to say about it because they just can't find the words because they haven't had to practice that before. So I think going to events where conversations are planned and a part of the event is really helpful because you can kind of hear how other people are engaging in this dialogue. And not model yourself after that, but if you really have no idea where to start, I think that's a good place to begin. So I think just hearing other people be open with their opinions and not shut down, just have kind of creating this continuous dialogue is the best place for me to start. I know I've taken some of my non-dance friends to dance events, and there'll be, you know, conversations afterwards, and my friends will say, that man said exactly what I was thinking, but I didn't know how to put it into words. So I think that's the most valuable thing for me that I would like to see more of.
Last question, and this is big picture, taking into account all of your experiences thus far and how you see the world. What do you want for the Atlanta arts community in general?
I think that I would say I want people to be themselves and not be and just be brave, be able to do what they want to do. And if they think that's weird and no one would accept it, then just go ahead and do it anyway. Because that's what's most interesting to me when you have an idea. And a lot of times I come up with ideas as jokes. And then I think, wait, that's actually a great idea. I'll be like, for my next dance piece, I want to have people dressed up in furry animal costumes running around throwing candy at each other as a joke. And then I'll think about it some more and be like, that's a great idea. We should actually do it. So I think just accepting everything and not closing your mind off to what art is. So I think that that's the most important thing for that Atlanta can do to really, because I think at this time in Atlanta's history, it's growing really rapidly. And I think diversity is what's going to set it apart as a city. So I think embracing all styles, we have such a great hip hop community, dance community, everything's just growing really rapidly. So I think just diversity is key.
Sarah Freeman, Wonder Root summer intern. Sarah, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Floyd.